that you could get there, you could not get there, you can go this way, you can go that way. Halfway to Iowa, you can decide to go to Mars. Let's see. You have no limits in what you can choose or decide. And that's the trouble. That's why most people don't get anywhere. Because the possibilities are limitless. And for most people, that's impossible to accept the real meaning of that. So people sequester themselves in a tiny little lean-to of possibilities, generally referred to as beliefs and philosophies. And that's it. Then that's all you got. And that you've limited yourself. It's like the man who sits in a little tent in the middle of the Grand Canyon. And the whole sky is open, but the tent, he can't see beyond the top of the tent. And he says, that's the universe, the top of the tent. Well, step out of the tent, it's a little bigger than that. Your beliefs and philosophies and fixed ideas is the tent. And that includes much more than most of us tend to recognize. Any more thoughts, questions, arguments, stories of stubbornness and stupidity like mine?
My question, which was on the paper, was I'm just new to learning about you and what you're doing. I'm curious if you believe in the philosophy of a higher power or a God, or if you feel that we can be entirely self-sufficient on our own and don't need that, or you don't believe in that.
So you're going to sneak your question in there anyway, even though it didn't win in the vote. But that persistence pays off. I believe in no beliefs. My philosophy is don't have a philosophy. My argument is step out of the tent. This is what my master taught. I never expected to teach it, but that's now my role, I guess.
So then, with that set of beliefs, then how do you translate or process the idea that we're here and we're, well, maybe you don't, that we're solid, maybe we're not solid, but how do you, like, where did we come from or the genesis of why we're here?
So, beliefs are endless. You can find any philosophy that suits you. You can find an actual developed literature, a developed set of ideas, or developed philosophy that would support any direction you want to go with any question like that. So what I say is, you have a basic choice. And most of us don't even realize it. The basic choice is you can decide what you believe, or you can decide what philosophy suits you, or you can be much more risky than that and refuse all beliefs and philosophies, drop all the ones that you've been given so far. And we're taught that. There's nobody who doesn't escape. Everybody's taught certain beliefs by whoever raised them, whoever influenced them when they were young. So the riskier approach, the scarier approach, is to reject all beliefs and philosophies and only accept that which you know. That which you know experientially, that which you know without even a shadow of